The Black Dress, written by Deborah Morgark and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. It was a sort of madness. I realized that at the time. How could a woman like me be capable of such a thing? But I'd been horribly betrayed and was reeling from the shock. I was in free fall, all the branches cut off, nothing to catch me as I fell. And I was insanely lonely. That's no excuse either, but maybe you've never been there. Howling loneliness, month after month. I was alone when the lawyer's letter arrived. No Greg beside me to look at those words wiping out our life together. What's this all about? Leave it to me. It must have come to the wrong address. I was alone when the car broke down on the North Circular Road at 1 in the morning. When a gutter got blocked and water ran down the walls. When a plumber ripped me off and my laptop crashed. I was alone when a rosy-cheeked vet arrived. Just married, she told me, to put down the dog. I played Joni Mitchell, that song about her lover sniffing his fingers as he watches the waitress's legs. Sydney's head lowered and rested, a dead weight in my lap. So that was it. I was 69 and alone for the first time in my life. My friend Azra said, "Good sodding riddance. Greg was a tosser. I can say that now. You're not too old to find another man. Go to the park. There's plenty of them there, walking their dogs." I haven't got a dog anymore. You've still got his lead, haven't you? Walk about calling, "Sydney, Sydney." Somebody's bound to come and help. I laughed, a startling sound. I hadn't laughed for weeks. Azra could do that to me. Glorious Azra, sprawled on my sofa in a fog of cigarette smoke. God, I loved her. Greg didn't fight me for the house. He'd moved onto a higher plane. He made me well aware of that. Our family home had mausoleumed into a repository of junk. "Who needs all this stuff?" he'd said. "People bust their guts doing jobs they don't like to buy stuff they don't need, just to help corporate criminals ruin the planet." He said he was shedding his possessions and going on a silent retreat in Rutland. Rutland? He was already removing himself to an unknown county. We'd never said the word Rutland in our lives. So many unknowns he was going to discover without me. His tone was sorrowful, but weirdly exultant. "I need solitude to start my spiritual journey." He'd said this without a glimmer of humour. I knew then that I'd lost him.